In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we're offering a votive mass in honor of St. Pio. St. Pio is one of the patrons of the Institute of the Franciscans of the Immaculate, and today is the anniversary day of his canonization. He was canonized, I believe, in 2002. And so we are, in a way, remembering the witness of this great saint in his conformity to Christ crucified and his dedication to Christ. Of course, St. Pio, there are so many miraculous stories and wondrous stories because of his extraordinary mystical gifts and his special gifts that were given to him, his bilocation, his able to read hearts, and visibly able to see his holy guardian angel and to converse with his guardian angel, and so many miraculous stories. But we see the sum of the charism of St. Pio is his conformity to Christ crucified. And he, of course, even was transformed physically with the wounds of Christ in the stigmata that was on his hands, his feet, and his side. So perfectly was he conformed to the crucified Christ and his, of course, great love and tender love of our Blessed Mother. He always said, love the Madonna and make her loved, and had a great devotion to Our Lady. We ask St. Pio to pray for us, that we might strive for that holiness that God is calling to us, each of us to. Our Lord reminds us in the Gospel, be perfect just as your Heavenly Father is perfect. God never asks the impossible. God would never command us to do something that is not within our reach. If Jesus is telling us to be perfect, he knows that we can attain perfection, we can attain holiness. All that is required that we truly put our hearts, our minds, and our wills to this end, in living our life, in rejecting sin, in striving to practice virtue, and being ever more perfected in our conformity to him. The great key we have, of course, is the sacraments, which from which flow tremendous graces for us, and in a special way our Blessed Mother. All the saints became saints through their devotion and through the intercession of the Blessed Mother. So may we be renewed today in our devotion to her, asking her to make us great saints for Jesus, for his honor and glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.